Hey guys, this is Jill Yum with BeanTunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the show. So happy to be here. We're here every week, Sundays at 3 p.m. The theme of the show today is songs that sound like they're older than they're supposed to be, or songs that sound newer than they're supposed to be. We'll figure out the theme as we go, but these are all songs that sort of have a similar sound but are from very different eras or genres or musicians. And I think that I sort of figured out that there are several ways that artists try to make their songs sound old. It's either by doing a cover or sampling old things or by like using weird distorted lo-fi stuff. At least artists that I like and like to listen to. So I'm going to play a lot of songs that have either of those things, or I'll play old songs that have been sampled that I like, or songs that sound new. So basically a lot of different types of music that don't really fall under one theme. But the theme is time today, I guess, which is very anthropology of me because I'm an anthropology major and you have to know that. You must know that if you want to hang with me. So, that was Sam Evian, cover of Right Down the Line, which is really funny because that song really became like a TikTok sensation, I guess, over the past month. I don't really know how I know that. I don't have TikTok. I have Instagram Reels. And I think because I only have Instagram Reels, that just the stuff that gets super popular on TikTok ends up on my feed. And so that's how I know. I've been hearing that song a lot. But not this cover, the original one. I think I like this cover a lot because the original song is great, and this song, or this cover, is very faithful to the original. But I also happen to really love Sam Evian, and just, he does a great job of it. I mean, it's literally the same exact song. Their voices are not that different either. But I still really love it. Next up, I'm going to play another cover of a song that has also sort of like gone through the TikTok treatment. Which means that no one really knows the song except for, like, the 15-second clip that you play, which is funny because I'll play this song out loud, and then friends will be like, oh, this. I'll be like, yeah, that's it. It's really a terrible feeling. I would never wish that upon anyone, to play your music and then have people only realize that they know it because of TikTok. Anyway, we're going to stop talking about TikTok because there's nothing that I can add to that discourse. This one is Summer Madness by Krongbin. It's a cover, obviously, of the song Summer Madness by Kool & the Gang. I also really like this cover. It's just Krongbinified, which is like such a specific sound. And you'll hear it in just a minute. Enjoy.
Thank you. sit in the park, holding hands together. I never should have gone away and left you like I did. I thought you'd take me back, but I was just a little bit late. My lonely nights, girl, on the outside looking in, dreaming of holding you tight. Well, I guess I've had my day, you let me go my way. It's me who has to pay, the loser they call me.
My friends.
am back. That was Smile Now, Cry Later by The Shacks. The Shacks are signed to this record label that, it's like this super small record label, I think in New York, that also includes a ton of artists that I recently started listening to. They all sort of have the same exact sound, which is, I don't know if that's really supposed to happen with a record label. I feel like they probably should have some more diversity of sound, but they all have this sort of like neo soul thing happening that I really love, and I think is really to the theme. I had some listener input that my theme is actually can be summed up in one word, and that's anachronism. And thank you for that suggestion, because it's so true. That's actually a perfect word to describe what I'm going for today. Also a word that I come across a lot in my readings recently, so that's a nice little reminder of all the work that I have to do later. I played a couple really cool songs before The Shacks. I played For You by The Hoops and The Loser by Derek Harriott. Before that was Krongbin. I talked about that song already. I have a ton of songs coming up that I really love and that are from really hopping all over time here. One from 1967, one from 2021. So buckle in. You'll have to get ready for this sort of weird theme today. I think the thing that I really like about it's funny because I was making the playlist for today's show, and I also came across this Spotify playlist called like Sunday Vibe or something, and it's basically all of this music. I don't know what it is about Sunday afternoon. It was Sunday afternoon vibe something, which is a super like markety Spotify concept. But basically Spotify has decided that songs that sound like the songs that I've been playing are like a Sunday vibe, which I think is really funny because I don't know what it is about Sunday afternoons that makes you either feel like sort of nostalgic or looking to the past, but also like, so I don't know. It's weird. I could have explained that in a much better way, but it is funny that there's this sort of common feeling of anachronism, if that even is a feeling. I don't think that really is, but it's on Sunday afternoons. So this next song is not really to the theme, I'll be honest. I just wanted to play it. It's one from Shintaro Sakamoto. I don't know what the name of the song is because it's in Japanese, and I had to copy-paste this song into our little thing called Spinatron, where we log what music we play for the station. And I had to copy paste it from my email because I couldn't type it out on our laptop. So that's how much dedication I have to this song. It was released in 2020, I believe. Really love a lot of stuff from Shintaro Sakamoto. Also don't really know too much about him. So, you know, if you happen to be an expert, I would love more listener input today. You can also call in. I always forget to mention, but our number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. If you just want to call and chat about anachronism, about time, about Sunday afternoons, about what you're doing on your Sunday afternoon, would love to hear it. In the meantime, here is a song that I don't know what it is by Shintaro Sakamoto.
Mizu yari shiteiru の人何してるかな今も元気でいるかな何年経って元に戻るのそれとももっと光って真っ白になるのツバメの季節にまた会えるかなそれまで待っていたって無駄だと言えるの
That was Tonight Might Have to, May Have to Last Me All My Life by The Avalanches. I've been recently loving The Avalanches, listening to a ton of their album Wildflower, but also this album as well. Perfect embodiment of the theme, Anachronism. That song is also just great. The song that I played before that is by Tommy James and the Shondells, but it's actually sampled in another Avalanches song, called The Wazard of Iz. Really great song. It's actually one of the first songs that I heard from the Avalanches. It's a wacky one, but I really enjoy it. I found this playlist last week that was like Avalanches songs and then all of the songs that they sample to make one song, and it's pretty incredible. Like, some of these songs sort of take like four different songs and like one idea from each song and put them together in one song. It's really awesome. And anyway, love the Avalanches. I think they're coming to Boston in October. They were originally coming for the spring, and then their show got postponed due to COVID, which it's really been a bummer. A lot of really cool artists have been trying to come to Boston, and then COVID-related cancellations have prevented them from coming. But on the bright side of things, I hope to be going to two concerts in the next couple weeks. It's the same person twice, or the same people twice. I'm hoping to see Bad Bad Not Good twice. Once when I'm in Boston, and then I'm definitely going in Philly when I'm back home for spring break. Bad Bad Not Good it's awesome. They're coming to Boston when I'm still in Boston, and then they'll be in Philly when I'm in Philly. So I'm hoping to cover them for Melisma, which is another little thing that I do because I happen to be on the radio and on Melisma and sometimes participating in Apple Jam. I don't really know. But basically people who do radio also are, a lot of them are on the music magazine here, and we're like a cool little posse. This next one is one that's sampled in a very recognizable Kanye West song. This sample is also super recognizable from the song itself. It's by Ponderosa Twins Plus One. It's called Bound. You'll recognize it as soon as you hear it. That's all I have to say.
Stop.
Was Crimson and Clover, covered by The Shacks. Another great cover. I think one that's pretty... It does happen to be on the indie covers, or ultimate indie covers playlist by Spotify. Just, I need to stop comparing my playlist to Spotify playlists, because I think it makes me feel a little sad about my own playlists. Anyways, before that I played one from Bad Bad Not Good, and before that I introduced a song already, but I played Bound by Ponderosa Twins Plus One, and I totally forgot that song is also sampled in a Tyler, the Creator song. Yeah, it's both of those samples are super recognizable, so I hope you enjoyed hearing the original. I'm gonna have to start wrapping up the show, unfortunately, and I realized that I also have to read a PSA, so lots of business to get down to. This one's called Annoyed by All the Loud Noise and Vibrations from Planes Departing Logan Airport. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are afflicted by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on four narrow paths over certain specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first... I'm having a tough time reading today. It's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Woo, that was a challenge. Also, really love that PSA. That's also... a fave of mine. Latter PSA, though. Anyway, I don't have much time, so I'm gonna get on with it. This one is from Toshaki Miyake. It's called I Only Have Eyes for You. It's pretty beautiful. That's all I have to say about it. I hope that the theme has come across today. I honestly think this is a pretty well-curated collection of music, in my humble opinion, but maybe you would beg to differ. This one, again, is Toshaki Miyake. A lot of non-American artists today, which also I'm super excited about. Anyway, enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye Bye by Brain Story. Another one out of Big Crown Records, which also Shacks are in Big Crown Records. I don't need to go into them again. I know that I like them already. All right, so I'm unfortunately going to have to wrap up the show. I have one more song for you, one that's been really getting me through some rough times, because sometimes you need some sunshine, and that's the song that I'm going to play from the Avalanches. up next. It's been so nice again. Lovely to have you back for B-Teens Radio. We're here every week, Sundays at 3 p.m. Yeah, please come back next week. I don't know what the theme is. Maybe we'll have a guest. Yeah, we'll see. Also, my friend has a radio show. It's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tune in at WMFO.org or, you know, however you're listening right now, to Songs for My Dog with Bronwyn. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I have a show too. Maybe I'll make a guest appearance at some point, which is super exciting. Anyway, this has been super fun, and I'm excited to be back next week. This is Jill Yem with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next is Sunshine by the Avalanches. Sunshine.
Stuff on my mind these days.